I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 6 of Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up, in which our heroes return an old friend into a new bus and encounter some troublesome insects. Previously,
you pick up the crate with your massive gorilla strength, and in almost like an exact replica of what happened the first time, the crate arcs in a perfect parabola and lands on top of the swine man. But when the sword pokes out the swine man's chest, its beating black heart is on the end of your sign sword. You turn around and see this whirling crate. Shit. It slams into your body and knocks you onto the ground. Lose 2 HP. Your allies are garbage. You can try and use the computers if you want.
I'll give it a bell.
You can look for porn first?
First, yes.
Dusha, as you're exploring, you notice that one of the vats has inside of it a nan.
I like seafood. Almost, this smells all right. I'm like, yeah,
I would say you're
right.
Kind of neutral.
I'm just like, this is a smell.
You're seafood neutral.
Yeah.
Chaotic
seafood. I'll make sure I make note of that. Seafood neutral.
SN. So I'm at SG. Seafood good. But out there in the wasteland are 4 nans. And these nans are keys. And with these 4 nans, you will unlock entrance to the spire, inside of which is something known as the seed. You both rolled incredibly well, so here's the deal. Yeah. Something called the seed. And if you get this seed, you can bring the wasteland back to its former glory. You can achieve peace. You read it out. Battle Zone 66. Muckmouth nods like she knows what they're talking. She's talking.
Is that
about
her name?
Oh no, you stupid daft cunts. Nobody's fucking named Battle Zone 66.
Oh, really? Do you think we heard someone named
60 fucking 5 other Battle Zones? And she's the fucking 66?
Your name is Muckmouth.
Well, I've got a fucking muck mouth. It makes fucking sense. She's neither a Battle Zone nor the fucking 66th. Maybe she is fucking 66th. You stupid idiot. No. Battle Zone 66. It's a fucking place.
Where is it?
East. She's like, follow me. I can draw it on a map. Oh, fuck, we got a pen and paper here. She draws you like a map. She's like, so once you're out of Swineman territory, which is fucking far, yeah, you hit a area of just sand for miles, right? I ain't never been there, but I fucking heard it from people. Beyond that is Battlebone Zone 66, and fuck, that's where she seems to think you should go.
All right.
Like, fuck, I don't know, but
I mean, I
that's
guess
where Battle Zone 66 is, I guess if you were fucking asking.
Like, if we're getting these nans, and I think get the seed, so we should get these nans.
Oh, fuck, if you get these nans, fuck having food for 3 months, food for your life.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Food for fucking ever. You want to be chief? Be fucking chief.
All right.
King?
Sure, I guess.
Mad.
All right, well.
We can load you up with supplies.
Oh, sick.
Take whoever you want. Take sticks.
Yeah.
Can't
get the bus.
Yeah, you can take the fucking bus. That's fine.
Can we put Mickey in the bus?
We'll see. All right, but first you fuckwits got to help me with this whale.
Yeah, we'll give with the
All
whale.
Right, we'll help with the whale.
Rightio. You heft the nan over your shoulder or maybe put her in the back of Mickey.
Yeah.
With the swine man.
Yep.
And
swine man, this is a nan.
All right. This is a bit fucked.
I explained to the spiritual advisor that, you know, we're now on a mission from God.
Okay.
And explained the nan keys.
You get him good. He starts worshipping the nan key as though, like, she was the god.
She's like a Madonna.
Yeah, exactly. She's one of the Madonnas of Gristlehoof.
Sure. Gristlehoof it is.
It'll change, I'm sure.
Splinterhoof.
Not Gristlehoof.
No, but I'm kind of liking Gristlehoof.
But you got Splinter from the
piece
of wood.
I know.
Whatever, he can convince them whatever he wants.
Bloody Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
That's the best religion.
All right, Splinterhoof, and then he's got like a demigod, Gristlehoof.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Done.
That's
fuck.
Perfect.
I haven't quite worked out this pantheon yet, and I'm
just
sure we will.
One guy and his mate so far. Not really a pantheon, but still. Rightio. The lot of you, you tie the ropes around the sperm whale, around its tail. You tie it to the back of the car, maybe more around the whale so it doesn't just rip the tail off when you drive.
Although.
And you drive it back to Filthport. You arrive back at Filthport and Muckmouth puts that whale in the center of town and is like, "Have at it, fuckwits!" And everybody starts carving whale and eating whale. In fact, you eat whale for the first time in a very long time inside Muckmouth's longhouse at a big table where she sits at the head of the table, you two on either side, the swine men, the nan at the other end of the table, and the rest of your wasteland crew. And you plan. She gives you directions to Battlezone 66. She tells you she doesn't know much about it. Maybe Mickey will know more. He's got a good idea. He's your wasteland Pokedex.
He does.
He's pretty clever. He's a clever man for a car.
So is he the car, or is he like a CPU in the car?
I just have Mickey as a car. So I think he's the car.
Right.
But that doesn't mean how much of a car do you have to remove from a car?
Do you remember back in the day, if you ever got like a CD player for your car, and you had a CD player and it was an anti-theft measure, you could just take it off and you put it in the thing and that. Like, is it that?
I mean, you could try that.
Do you want to risk killing Mickey, though?
Or
you
could just tie the car to the roof of the bus.
First off, I'm going to ask Mickey this question.
Clever.
Because Mickey might know a bit more. Does Mickey know a bit more?
Mickey's like, "I miss eating so much." look, you could probably take, like, I just know I'm a car. So I don't know how much, you change my tires sometimes and that doesn't kill me. So you could just see what of the car you could strap to the bus before I die, if you know what I mean. Or you could try and put the engine in. Frankly, I don't know.
How can we just bring Mickey, strap him to the roof?
Or the side.
Yeah.
Or the side.
Oh.
Like a sidecar on a bus.
Yeah.
That's
fuck.
Good
Let's
ass.
Just jerry-rig this up real nice.
That's where so you can keep all of your fucking followers.
Yeah.
Or in the bus.
Because you can't pull a bus with a car. Unless you jerry-rig it so that when you accelerate in the bus, I mean the car, the bus accelerates. Anyway, let's make some rolls. Dushar, I'm assuming you're doing this. Got
or,
a brain.
If we wanted to, we could kind of extend, like build, like take the chassis or the body or whatever that of the bus and build it around Mickey.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Stay in Filthport a couple days.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. Second day, not so good. Third day, Zamet does nothing. Fourth day, Dusha does nothing.
Yeah, that's good.
Eventually, you manage to jerry-rig it so that you've taken apart the bus. Maybe you've chopped Mickey down to size, placed him in the middle of the bus, and then connected the two halves of the bus back together.
That's good. We did it.
Perfect.
Mickey, you're a boss now.
Well, I'm still a car. I'm just in a bus.
Mickey, you're a boss now.
Okay. Things have gotten strange. But yeah, you have a bus ready. And with a, is there any other equipment you like before you head off to Battlezone 66?
What a harpoon gun on this bus.
Rodeo, I'm going to say that Muckmouth, for your, you know, what you've done for the community, she provides you with a harpoon gun that, you mean a harpoon gun so you fire it, it's got a rope attached to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, radio. She hooks that up onto the side of the
like
bus.
Like I'm thinking some kind of like, you know, like in a Star Wars, how you got like a swivel chair.
Yeah, like a swivel like with a harpoon. Big old harpoon. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. We'll hook that onto the front of the bus.
Fucking sick.
Like, that's going to result in a bad decision in the future, and I'm more than excited.
It's going to be good.
I would like it. Well, I was almost going to say gun, but no. If I try and give that to someone else, that's bad.
But you can use it.
But you can.
You can't. You can just take them. Never mind.
Do you have knuckle dusters that'll fit an ape?
Somebody in the community of Filthport gets some knuckle dusters and maybe like takes them into like a filthy what do you call it? Like a blacksmith.
Yeah.
And refits them to fit your ape knuckles.
Can I have spikes on them?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Yeah, nice. There you go. Nice. Take a bonus under your punches. Take a plus one if using your knuckle dusters. Or write it in your bonuses wherever you would like to. There you go. Got a new weapon.
Nice.
My first weapon.
Your first weapon.
An ape with knuckle dusters with knuckle spikes dusters on it. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, DM.
Yes.
So GM.
I've got GM.
Games Master Bailey.
GMF, Game Master Flash.
ST, Storyteller.
Yeah.
DM, Dino Man.
Dino Man. The official Dinosaur World Dino Man, yes.
What do you need?
So I have
me?
One piece of cured leather. That's I reckon true. That's enough to fashion myself a good old fashioned gorilla tie.
Fuck yes, it is.
Is that going to add to my armor?
It'll add to your neck armor, I guess.
No, I reckon charisma.
Oh, true.
I reckon that's like a -1 to scary ape face because they're going to see a scary ape face and they'll be like, oh, no, tie.
Business ape.
He's dressed for formal occasions.
Yeah, radio. Let's.
That's a lot of me.
That was nearly a 1, but then it became a 19. You managed to. I don't know how you could have fucked up making a tie, but you managed to fashion a very adequate ape tie out of the cured leather that you have, which you fashion around your neck. So
no cured leather.
Yep, and just chuck it in bonuses, +1 ape tie, and that'll apply to your social stats. Because I'm sure you could use it to intimidate someone as well.
Oh, that's true.
Like, let me do a quick ape business deal. They're like, shit.
And he's like, stand up on your hind legs,
your ape feet,
and then just like adjust it. And be like, all right, mate.
They're like, oh yeah, I'm in for it.
Business time. That's gonna be my finisher. I'm a wrestler now. when I was making this character sheet, I was not expecting to be adding stuff to my bonuses, so it's real messy now, and that's a shame.
Oh, well. Here we are.
I had space to write seafood neutral, though, so we're all right.
Thank God. Radio. You've got your bus outfitted with Mickey in the middle.
Yep.
You've fucking weaponed up, ready to go. You've got your swine man, Daryl, spiritual leader, Damo and Steve. Never named spiritual leader, but that's fine.
He doesn't need a name.
You've never even asked his name. But I guess you just don't need to know.
It's a rescue. It's a rescue mission.
Spiritual leader. Yeah, fine. Is there anything you want to do before you head off? Yeah, you got a harpoon gun on the side.
I'm going to put, I reckon Damo on the harpoon gun.
Ready?
Clever.
Yeah, Damo's got that one.
Cool. Damo on the harpoon gun.
Steve on the other one? Oh, wait, there's only one.
Never
mind. One on each side of the boss.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning us with two harpoons in a whale dragging it behind us now.
So, yes, two.
Yeah,
two. Okay. So, Damo on one and Steve on the other.
Yep. Spiritual leader up front with us.
Cool.
Yep.
You're using him like Muckmouth did?
No.
Tying him to a steed?
No. Just
That was a test of faith, and he became closer to God.
I mean, sure.
He said he did. I believe him.
So, what about Daryl?
He's our muscle, so he's just, kicking on the bus.
Keep him in the bus in case things go awry.
Daryl's not a tough man, though. He was spooked when we run into him.
Yeah. Do you want Muckmouth?
Yeah.
Like,
Muckmouth has been watching you the whole time whilst you've been creating this bus.
Can we ask, like, hey, Muckmouth?
Yeah?
Do you want to come to us with a journey? Like, you seem to know about these, hang on, we know about these nets.
You knew fucking tons about these nets. So much about these nets. But so does Muckmouth.
So, like, hey, do you want to come nan hunting with us?
Muckmouth, like, she turns around. She looks, hang on, I should probably roll. Let's see. Muckmouth, she looks back at Filthport. She kind of like sees maybe like one of the members of Filthport dragging some foul potato us thing out of the mud. See somebody like fucking slaughtering a pig, maybe like a swine man to eat. And she's like, yeah, fuck it. That place is a fucking shithole. I'll fucking join you, cunts.
Let's see the world.
Fuck this place that I've been fucking leading for the last cuntin' fucking 10 years. It's fucked in there.
I mean, like, we're bringing it back. We're going to get a whale and then bring it back to Filthport.
No, we got the whale. We're hunting Nans now.
I'll lose your short-term memory loss.
Yeah, hunting Nans. Can't wait.
Muckmouth gets in the bus, sits down next to Daryl, and is ready to go.
All right. So let's, where are we going? Hey, Nan, what was it? Oh, Area 66, wasn't it?
Muckmouth pokes her head out of the bus. Battle Zone 66, you fuckhead. Area fucking 66. What the fuck are you talking about? Why are you fucking even asking them? Fucking mute.
I gave her
Area. She like just takes her head back in the bus, muttering just like, Area 60 fucking 6. It's not even been fucking a day. You've already fucking forgotten. The fuck's wrong with you?
I start driving.
Wow, Muckmouth. You really do have a mock mouth.
She's rude. She's rude to the two of you. She's not very nice. Righty-o, you start
driving the bus. You leave eventually after like several days of travel. You leave the muddy hellscape that is the Swine Man territory behind. Maybe, you know, the rain dissipates and then disappears and all there is the blinding hot sun, which is baking the mud around you and turning it into this dry, you know, compacted earth, which as you drive for several more days becomes harder and harder and harder until there's just this, maybe it was once a riverbed, but it's just this flat, dry, hard landscape. Dusha, up ahead, maybe you're on the roof of the bus.
Probably.
Maybe you're just up the front. Maybe for some reason, you know, Zam is driving but just not paying attention. I don't know.
Sounds good.
That's something I do.
Yeah. Up ahead you see what looks like the remains of maybe a stretch of highway. And next to that stretch of highway, there is a large sign, like a road sign,
yep.
You know, showing several different locations. It's quite faded, but you can see that there's some graffiti on it, but it's maybe a bit too far away to kind of like see right now. You going to point it out?
Yeah, I'll point it out.
Let's see if Zamet can look at it. You got anything that helps you see things, Zamet?
Nah.
Four-wheeled vehicles, which you are in.
I am in a four-wheeled vehicle.
Look, you grab the steering wheel and just squint your eyes, have a look ahead. And you see that
I do have signs plus five.
That's true. I mean, this is not a physical thing, but I'll give it to you.
Eyes are
physical.
Eyes are physical.
I mean, I guess. It's not a punches.
That's true, but it is very vague. It just says signs plus five.
That's true.
I mean, it might be sign sword, but I know I've written down signs.
I have sign swords, but I'll give it to you. You squint forward with your eyes and you can see that there's this graffiti. It's been painted in like red paint quite quickly. And it says, Jake's Place, fucking turn around, written across the sign.
I thought we killed it.
Can I kill myself again?
Come back as an even bigger ape?
Or a smaller ape. Not sure how this ape technology works.
Jake's but I'm like, I remember our time at Dino Park. I'm like, no, we killed Jake.
I'll roll your Wasteland Connor. See if you... Or, well, Dusha, you've got no fucking idea.
I had a serious case of ape brain. I'd like to imagine that I came back, like, I remember Dinosaur Park, but real hazily.
Yeah, exactly. Park is mixed with the childhood of the ape whose body you now inhabit.
Like, I know at one point I died, and it was at my own hand.
Sometimes Zamet might be like, oh, do you remember this in Dinosaur Park? And you'll be like, let me try and reminisce. And remember you just remember being in, like, the jungle eating flies from someone's back.
That time that man shot himself with a flare gun? I'm like, no.
Do you remember that time that there was a leopard? Everyone had to go up in the trees for ages? I don't remember that ape, Joel.
No.
Hard to say.
It's like, remember that time I spelt a word out in some blocks?
Yeah. That time that nice man in the white coat taught me sign language. And then I remember they were like, oh, sorry, they kept me in a cage for a while. And then one day they cut off my scalp.
That was all right.
And now me.
Whatever happened to that the man in the white coat? Just, I want to call him Dad, even though I know that he's not. But he is a bit.
Kind of a bit of Dad.
Bit Dad. That's what I call him. Bit Dad. And then I call actual Dad.
That's good. Not that either of them remain.
No, they're both dead. I am an old ape.
It seems like you could try and go around, but it seems like this is the direction the road heads in.
No, we'll just keep driving. We'll be like, all right.
Keep trucking.
Damo, Steve, just be prepared. Ready them harpoons.
Ready. Damo and Steve, you can hear the sound of metal kind of like moving and shifting as they sort of stand up, get on their harpoons and prepare themselves.
So you remember Dinosaur Park. That's what you're old for, right?
Yeah.
And you remember where Jake is. Mm-hmm. So you should remember we killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah,
so yeah. Are you confused?
No, I know we killed him, but like something's here.
Ready.
Like Jake's Place.
War. Okay, Zamet, you're driving along and then all of a sudden, like it doesn't even spring up for you. You just slowly come across this ginormous hole in the ground. You know, Jake's holes were large. They were about the size of like a very large human. This hole is like maybe the size of this room. You know, we're talking several meters, like maybe even bigger than this room, to be honest. Maybe like 10 meters across. Each way?
Yeah, that's bigger than this room.
Yeah. This room's only like, what,
4 meters across?
4 feet by 3 feet. We're in a little box.
We're just face to face with one another.
Using one microphone.
It's tough. Yeah, so there's a just...
Can we go around this hole?
You can. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's for the wisest choice.
All right, let's...
Fuck, Sam.
Imagine if you failed this. Fuck, that would be good.
Oh, no, you're right.
You just edge around the hole and continue driving, but you're starting to notice that all around you, in every direction, are holes of this size.
It's
like a minefield of these holes. Let's roll again. See if you can navigate another one. Four-wheeled vehicles, you're fine. You manage to navigate around another one. And then in the distance, both of you can see, coming out of one of those holes but then slumped onto the earth, is the colossal body of a giant centipede. But...
Of course they bred more. Or clone more.
No. Zamet, you can see, like, maybe you're, you know, you're looking ahead. Dusha is just like, oh, fuck, this again.
I vaguely remember this now.
Maybe, like, your memory of Jake and the ape's memory of just eating centipedes are mixing in your head.
Although, I did kill Jake in...
That's true.
I got inside him good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
it's my favorite way to murder things.
Also, Joel, you think that...
Now you get inside their brains.
Yeah. Oh, Jake's in for him. We're making him eat his own tail. If he's back from the dead, that son of a bitch.
But you're fairly sure that this creature, like, it's not moving.
Mm.
And it doesn't seem very animated at all.
Oh, sick.
From this distance, it looks like just still.
Sick.
Are you going to approach it?
No, go around.
I order the swine boys to shoot it with a harpoon just in case.
Radio.
Good.
Oh, nice. You like maybe reach your head out of one of the windows, which like there's no glass left of them, and you're like, oi, swine boys, get shooting. Zama's going to have to get close. If you want to do this, you're going to have to get
close.
Yeah, all
right, we'll go close. Edge it closer.
Nice, radio. You like bring it close enough that you're like, if Jake or whatever this is decided to attack, you would not... like suffer any damage from it, you could get away real quickly. The swine boys, you hear the poof poof of the two harpoon guns flying out. You see them from the front windscreen, like fly out these harpoons and slam into the body of the centipede, which does literally nothing.
Zeke.
You get the idea that maybe this is dead.
Based on that reaction, I think it might be dead.
All right then. Well, let's see. I guess keep driving. Maybe. Get away from these giant holes. I guess we're dragging now a dead body of a Jake.
Are you going to just... All right, you harpooned it, so...
No, that's all right.
I
guess we could cut them if we wanted to.
Nah, like...
You could
like,
go up and dislodge them.
We could, but I'm concerned that there might be more than one.
Radio, as you drive, like, it just...
And we just pull a giant centipede out.
You just... The bus does not have the strength to pull this. This centipede is colossal. It's so big that it fits just in the hole.
All right, yeah. All right,
as
boys.
As you get closer, you can see that one of the sections of carapace has basically collapsed in on itself, and inside that is another bus completely destroyed, as though somebody's just driven a bus into this creature and killed it.
Here.
So,
but the bus seems like it's been there quite a while, and the smell of like rotting.
Any sign of a life in that bus?
Oh, nice. You both got 15 plus. You both, Dusha.
Mm.
You like think you're like, I think I see some movement in there. Dusha, you're like, I think
plus three beasts.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah. You're like, I think I see like quite a bit of movement up around the back of the bus. You're like, not quite sure. You're like, there's definitely something in there. You're just not 100% sure what it is.
Time to go exploring, fellas.
All right.
Wait. Yeah. Can I distinguish whether or not it's threatening or not from a distance?
No idea.
All right.
It's look. A risk.
Swine boys.
Yeah. Send the spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Swine boys. You get to work, so Damo and Steve, you get to work and get that harpoon back out and ready to go.
They hop down off the bus. And...
All right, Muckmouth, you sit tight in the bus.
Yeah, fucking don't want to go near that fucking nightmare.
Daryl, come with us.
All right. Why are they so afraid, all the swine, man? You're scary, I guess. But they're like giant pig people.
Well,
I'm their connection to God.
I mean, they've just had the weirdest time because... Their leader of their town got just like, fuck this, I'm going to march into this death hole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They've had a stress.
And then there was a big riot, and then spiritual leader got taken. And then they were planning on fighting because they were spooked, but then they got recruited. They've had a big day.
They haven't had a chance to rest.
So, yeah.
One of us is an ape.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the nuts.
So, yeah, we'll just go in and sword ready.
Ready, you unsheath your sword, you put on your knuckle dusters, and you
adjust your tie.
Yeah, adjust my tie.
Adjust your leather tie.
Straighten up my gridiron helmet.
Yep. What a look.
And my beard, just give it a bit of a stroke. Like, yeah, that's good.
You head towards the, basically the cave inside the side of this giant centipede. As you approach, give me the marching order.
Me and Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dusha behind.
Okay. So you're creeping forward, also Joel. Your feet go from standing on the hard, compacted earth to crunching inside this giant centipede. The bus is quite a distance within because it's quite a large creature. Daryl, who is next to you, is like looking around. You kind of maybe glance at him occasionally. He seems quite nervous. And then all of a sudden, with a crescendo of a giant, hairy, black fly lands on Daryl's back, clutches him in its gross feelers, and just flies up.
Bye, Daryl.
These massive, ear-splitting, resounding echoes throughout the chamber that is created by this giant centipede, and the movement up the back shifts until about 10 giant flies fly out in a cloud from within this gargantuan Jake.
Oh, no.
Time to enter a niche.
Damn it, Daryl.
Radio, we're going. Oh, Daryl's at the very end. And the flies are going first. Real good. Radio.
Oh,
Dusha,
no.
You just see a fly kind of like come from just like somewhere above and land, grab Daryl and just start to move into the air. Another fly attempts to grab Samet. Oh, no, Sam. Oh, no, you're all right. You're just, the fly comes down at you and maybe you bring up your sword and like, heft it against the fly. Like, nah. It's like, its gross sucker mouth slobbers all over your face. And then it kind of lets you go and tries to fly up again. Dusha?
How can I reach either of the flies?
And you can probably reach the one that just flew at Zamet.
Not the one that flew at Daryl.
No, that one's quite up high. You could throw something at it.
Would the fall kill Daryl?
Probably at this point, yes.
So it's either let Daryl die or solely like be responsible for Daryl's death, really.
Like the fly might land.
Your face is not reassuring. You look, I'll tackle the one that's... Well, not tackle. I mean, like, I'll take on the one that's with also Joel.
Hey, you take anyone?
I'll probably throw out one... Use my ape strength and knuckle dusters and...
Club him one.
Try and punch him in his dumb fly spine real good.
Alrighty.
Flies don't have spines.
Oh, man. The flies are giving you the fucking runaround. You bring back your knuckle duster. Would they give you a +2, yeah?
+1, but I've also got +1 for ape strength.
Yeah, rightio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's so it's
plus two altogether.
Nah, unfortunately. You bring back your knuckle duster and you try and slam it into the fly's hairy, bristly body, but either your fist doesn't connect properly or you're just like, oh, it is so unpleasant to be near. Like, maybe, like, the moment you get close, one of its gross bristles, like, tickles your hand and you're like, ooh, hang on. Give me a second.
Don't like that.
Not for me.
Damn it. Also, Joel?
I'm going to smack him in the mouth, the one that's close to me.
Give him a punch.
Give him a big old nut in the mouth.
Smack in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's a plus two bonus, isn't it?
No, it's a plus five. Plus three.
Plus five.
Plus three.
Jesus.
Smacks in the mouth. Do you good.
Yeah.
You bring back your fist. Like, the fly doesn't even notice Ape Joel trying to punch it from the back and getting grossed out. You bring back your fist and it connects with the ape's eye with such force.
The ape's eye?
The not just like around the back of the fly. Connects with the fly's multifaceted eye with such force that it pops out the other eye on the other side. The fly is not dead.
Now
it is threaded on your arm.
I guess I missed its brain. Kind of went around the brain.
Went around the brain. It's kind of in the crook like, of your arm.
Give him a headlock through his eye sockets.
You've got a fly shield now.
Yeah.
All right. Oh,
fly shield.
But it's still alive, so it's going to be a hassle for you.
Let's see if Daryl can escape the clutches of the fly. Oh, get off! Daryl manages to free himself.
No, Daryl.
Oh, fuck! Pigs can't fly, Daryl. There's a... As Daryl lands in the hard earth and lays still.
It's gonna cross out.
Probably for the best.
Just cross out Daryl.
He was your first recruit.
Ah, he wasn't. It was our third recruit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, you recruit a lot of them.
Daryl's our first recruit.
Steve is.
No. Daryl. Daryl's the one we pretended we were.
Oh, he was too.
Yeah, that's what I thought so.
Nah, you're right. For some reason, I had Daryl as big one. Nah, Damo's the big one.
Steve's the big one.
Well, you're right too.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you're no wonder why the swine men are bloody.
Oh, no. I was like, let's take the big one. Oh, I was like, take the big one, Daryl. Oh, whoopsie daisies.
He's the spooked one.
The fly, once again, damn it, tries to hook its bristly, spindly arms around you, but maybe even you... Oh, wait, hang on. You have its hand... Oh, well, still. It tries to grab you and fly up, but its fucked up brain just won't allow it. It is in such pain that his arms are just like, meh, 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 wriggling around. Ready, Dusha?
I'll give it the old smack in the back of the head.
Ready, just a punch?
Yeah. I mean, like, using knuckle duckers and, I guess, ape strength again.
Oh, boy. So, hang on. You bring back your fist. Your knuckle dusters shine in the midday sun. And then you connect it with the head of the ape.
Fly.
The fly. You're the ape.
Don't ever forget.
Damn it.
Uh-huh.
You feel an unimaginable pain in your arm. As douches... Knuckle dusters connect with your arm, which is inside the head of the fly. Take two damage.
Oh no.
Got you good. How's the fly?
It's dead. But you've all connected to each other through its head.
Got him good, though.
Oh, God. Ready, Zammit?
Is that one's dead?
Yeah.
What happened to the fly that Daryl committed suicide?
You can see it kind of dive bombing toward you guys.
All right, so I'm just going to take my hand out, grab my sword, mm-hmm. and just ready myself for the next fly. Just like when it hits.
Yeah, no worries. I'll move you up in initiative so that you can hit it when it arrives. Rightio, and oh, Daryl has passed.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Oh, hang on. I'll roll for Damo and Steve to try and hit with the harpoon gun. War! Good on you, boys. That fly is descending towards you, dive bombing. You pull out your sword, ready to like swing, batter, batter, swing. And then this harpoon, which has been retracted from the centipede, just once again spirals out, and two of them slam into the fly, which just pretty much explodes in a cloud of viscera. But there are still several other flies kind of swirling around your head.
Will the Joels get straight murdered by flies? Find out next time on Dinosaur World, the post-apocalyptic tabletop RPG for ages 10 and up.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.